I'll let you start, because where do you start? Four in a row.
It's just a great performance, isn't it, tonight? Well, first off, pay tribute to the chairman, because, you know, we started the season, we lost three on the bounce, and it was a tough week, that. And then we beat Grantham 1-0. He's had his knee done a year ago. He can't walk, can't climb. He's climbed over the wall and coming up, me and Mark on the pitch. You know, that's how much we are together at this football club. And it's when you know that your chairman's behind you, it's a lot easier to manage. So I'll pay tribute to him first. The boys have actually, first time since about June the 18th, have given Thursday night off. That's how hard they've worked all summer. And it showed tonight, fitness, I thought, everywhere we were excellent.
Trying to think back now, obviously Towers, great strike to put us ahead.
Yeah.
Well, things are going for you though, things are going for you, aren't they, now with, or well, I suppose with penalty we'll come on to, but you know, maybe early in the season that wouldn't fly into the top corner, would it? Because when things aren't going for you, they don't always go in.
No, but I thought we could have had two or three others as well. I thought at times, I know they had the little spells, but when we got forward, you know, they played a 3-5-2 and we worked on that, you know, before the game we talked a lot about their system and how we could expose them by, because they play the eye line as well, and we can get McGlinchey in behind, we can get Blair in behind, but once we get them in behind we need to get them into the box. And I thought chances wise we had a lot of chances
every time we went forward,
every time. And yeah, Towers, it was a great strike, but there was a lot of others as well.
And sometimes you've been critical of people not got on the end of Blair's crosses this year, but Nat's at the back post and look what happens.
Yeah, and that's something we've been working on, you know, because every time Blair gets there, you think, go on, son, put it in the box, and he does. And it's early days with this football team. It's a young side, it's vibrant, it's skillful, but there's failings, and I've said before, we are going to lose some. I mean, what we're on now, 15 points. We're third of the way from avoiding relegation, aren't we?
Yeah. Another penalty to get them back in the game.
Speechless. Their sub ran past me, had been warming up, and he just said it was a joke. I think something's got to be done. That's six now.
Yeah.
From eight games. Now, you have bad luck and you get some bad decisions, but that's six in eight. It's not good.
No. Gave them a foot back in the game, and then we went up and actually spurred us on, and we started playing some better football after they scored, I thought, and then it produced an own goal. But great work down the right, everyone was involved, Hollis, McGlinchey, yeah. Nat, and although it was an own goal, one of our goals of the game, wasn't it?
It was, and you know, when we conceded the penalty against Warrington and we capitulated, we said after, it's got to be us against the world. If we're getting decisions like that, then we've got to face up to it and fight back. And I thought we responded superbly. And some of the football tonight, from McGlinchey and you know, Blair, Nat, all of them, Creaney, I thought it was superb.
And how nice is it having a big man, big number nine up front, and he gets his first two goals for the club?
It's class. I mean, I've been saying all summer, Creaney's a big player. And everybody's been saying, well, let's hang on. You know, and I know a striker, Mass will get back in there as well, you know, when he gets fully fit. And with Nat, we've now got three top strikers. You know, we've all got a goal under the belt. But yeah, Crean, he's very good, and he's a good lad as well to boot.
Four in a row.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here? Do you try and keep them grounded, or do we keep it rolling?
Yeah, just one at a time. You know, it's like I say, we're ahead of the game where we was last year.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere is good. I know you can say that when you're winning, but the atmosphere was good when we was losing, and we. You know, we've been together since pre-season. There's lads that's come from the lower level who really want this badly.
Yeah.
And we're also getting players back fit. There's still Coxer, Lee Torn, obviously Madders Blair was missing today. But the squad's in good shape. And one final thing I will say as well, that was for Toothy tonight. Because
yeah.
I thought the decision to sack him, I don't mind about him bringing the other guys in, that's their prerogative. But to sack a boy early September,
it's not been in the Premier League,
isn't it? It's a disgrace. He shouldn't have appointed him if that's the case, you know. And so he's a mate of ours, and we've got a bit of a manager's union in this league. And that was for Toothy tonight.
Witten, I don't know how they did tonight, but I know they went to Stafford and won 4-0 on Saturday. So
we won again tonight.
Okay, so
yeah,
everyone's a tough one, but I think they're about top of the league now.
Yeah.
Even though they only got promoted, but big side, aren't they?
Seems like every time we play somebody, they've been top of the league at the minute, you know. And We don't really. We just look. We just get the info. You know, Darryl, by the way, one of my best mates, the scouting reports he's bringing me are fantastic. I'll get a report off him again. We'll have a look, and we'll just go from there. You know, there's no pressure on us, is there?
No.
At the end of the day, as long as, you know, I always say to the boys, work harder than the opposition, come off the park. If you've lost after that, then you can't do anything about it. So no pressure on our boys.